My name is Guadalupe Guzman. When the first time I went to Honduras, because it was my first time meeting my mom's family and my dad's grandmother when she was, I mean, my dad's mom when she was still alive. That I guess that was the greatest memory I had as a child because I was able to experience their childhood, like how they lived, and meet part of a family that I've never met. For Honduras, you don't really culture is mostly in food. There's not like a celebration except there's like Santa Semana, which is basically you're just appreciating like all the gods, like the main gods, like Virgin Mary. That's when they for a whole week they're doing that. So it was a culture shock when I saw like there's electricity here more often. Like you can depend on electricity over there. There's days you can't depend on it. I remember when I was there. There was like 2, 3 days that we ran out, we didn't have electricity. And also like the bathrooms, depending on the house that you're in, bathrooms are outside in like a shed thing. And it's not the same as like you have to like pour water into the toilet so you can like whatever you did in the bathroom goes down because you can't just flush it. So it was a culture shock at first, but it's just that showed me how much like there's like no money there, and then so like no government help at all. So it was very surprising. My dad still, how I said, my dad still has a mentality that a woman should stay home. And I've had arguments with my father with that. I was like, no, it was like not gonna happen. Because my mom also grew up in that mentality, like the woman needs to take care of everything. And I was like, I'm not gonna be doing that. Like, I'm gonna do my own thing. Like the mentality now, like you can become anything you want if you put your mind to it. You don't have to be the maid of the house or anything. So because I experienced firsthand at home that that's what most of the girls do, and having the mentality from here growing like all the exposure that Cedar Crest also gave me has shaped me more than I thought. Many Hispanics or Latin people who live here, they have really big expectations where if they graduate from high school, they go to work or go to college to do better because they're to be the next one to support the family. So since I was a little kid, my parents pushed education because that's the most important thing that's going to be part of my life, because that's what it's going to get me to a big time job to make the extra money that is need for the map. So I've had that pressure since I was a kid. Most families do. If you don't go to if you don't if you graduate high school, you have directly have to go into to work to be able to support with your family. So it's always been that pressure on me. Even now I still have that pressure. Off of my family, I'm the first person to come to college. So the first one who actually graduated from high school is I'm mostly the first in getting through college. So that's what makes me proud, and that my family are there to support me no matter what. Even though if there's like negative comments or anything, I'm still going, trying to keep going because I'm trying to be a better person. That strive, the strive and the strive of me makes me proud of myself.